Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of the home of Mardi Gras, Mobile, Alabama. We're heard all over this country, and I got another text message this week from our buddies at the Doubletree Hotel in Manhattan, and they said, Coach, we hadn't heard from you. We just want to know if you're still alive. But to be honest with you, Coach, Corey's a better host than you are. That's the honest to goodness truth. That's what he said. And I allowed that. I allowed that, and I told him I'm about to come to that conclusion myself. But thank you. Thank you, guys, and thank you for being a part of us. And it's awesome that you would, you know, that you would play our show in one of the leading places for people to stay right there in the heart of Manhattan. And hello, that's all I can tell you this morning. Mark, good morning, pal.
Good morning, buddy. I hope everybody's well this morning.
Corey Labounty.
Coach.
Man, I hear you everywhere. Friday nights, it's the Corey Labounty. Where is he tonight?
52 weeks out of the year, Coach. I know the next day I'm going to be able to talk high school athletics, whether it's football, basketball, volleyball, cross country. Doesn't matter. I just get a chance to fellowship with you guys 52 weeks out of the year here on the Prep Sports Report. Doesn't get any better.
Best thing we ever did, bringing Corey Labounty on this show 100 years ago. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if it's 100 years ago, but when his mama gave me that $15,000 to put him on the radio, it was...
Thanks, Ma. I love you.
It was a wonderful, wonderful union, and then to get a chance to have... Hey, Mark, I got to tell you what one of my buddies told me. It's not funny, and Michelle would knock me out if she heard this, so I hope she's asleep. She said, when you brought Dr. Death on, it just got better and better. Now, I have never heard a friend of all of ours call you Dr. Death.
That's a little scary.
That is really scary. And I didn't know whether to get mad at him or to laugh at him. But he said it with a straight face, and he said, but boy, when you bring Dr. Death in, it just makes it, it's a trifecta. So I hate to know what he calls me. Oh boy. But it's so good to be back with you this morning, both of you guys, and Corey, I do, golly, I do want you to know how much, I mean, it's amazing listening to you host the show, and just never know where we're going. You never know. So I guess kind of beat my chest a little bit listening to you guys last week. It was neat, and then to have our executive producer back in here from a sabbatical, the beast replaces the beauty for this Saturday. But of course, Dalt is our anchor, and appreciate him so much. It's good to see you in here. I want you to indulge me for just a minute here, folks, and I might get a little emotional. Boy, Corey, how many times have you seen that over the years? You know, folks, there's people who come into your lives at different points in your life, and you really don't know the magnitude of who they are when they first enter your life. For Mark and I, and for Corey to a certain extent, most of these people come into our lives when we coach their children. And we just don't know. We don't know where that's going. Corey's well aware. One of my very best friends in the world today, our relationship started, I need to see him in my office. This was him calling my boss and saying, I need to see him in my office now. And I proceeded to get pretty well whipped, didn't I, Corey?
Yes, sir.
up one side and down the other of his office. And he was right. And now he's probably as dear a friend as I've got in this world. And I love him dearly. And our relationship started like that. But I want to talk to you this morning to start this show about a man named Glenn Goff. Had the privilege, the real privilege of coaching Dalton Goff and Dylan Goff at UMS Wright. Their dad, Glenn, and their mom, Starla, just two amazing people. Glenn Goff was a, you know, like a lot of you daddies out there that just give and give and give and give and give. And Glenn Goff coached his sons in park baseball. Everything they did, Glenn was there. I mean, there was nothing that Glenn Goff wouldn't do, first of all, for his family. And that includes those two boys, and they were the apple of his eye. And there was nothing he wouldn't do for UMS Wright. I used to love to sit back and watch the banter and the love and friendship that he and Doug Barber had at UMS Wright. Glenn would come in certain times of the year with these big boxes of fruit. I'm talking about, guys, these, you know, that South Florida fruit, these big boxes. Yeah. And he'd bring them in. He'd come up to my room and he'd say, "Coach, I know you can eat all of this, but I want you to give it to some people that really need it." And he was just that guy. He was the guy that I would get off of this show for years and my phone would ring in my truck. And it would be Glenn breaking down the show. And Corey, he loved you. You never did anything wrong. Me? He'd blister me. He's like Savarese. I'm serious. He'd like after a game, he'd blister me. Corey's right. You're wrong.
Right.
And, but you know what the last three words he always said was? "Rick, I love you. Never did we depart." And he didn't wrap his arms around me and hug me. You know, we don't do that enough. They give us the privilege of coaching their children. They entrust us with those young lives. And we make mistake after mistake sometimes with their hearts because we don't play them as much as they want to play, and mom doesn't want, and dad don't. But we have to make those decisions sometimes because it's all about team. But there was never a time that he was either, I mean, he's always kind, but there's never a time that he didn't just put his arms around me and tell me he loved me. And he loved those kids that played with his children. He loved them. He always had good things to say to them. He found the good. Our MO with this program has been for years, and Mark says it all the time when we're getting together, we're disagreeing on something. He said, "You know what? This program was founded on building people, players, coaches, and officials up and not tearing them down." And that's exactly who Glenn Goff was. We lost Glenn Goff this week. He's gone to a better place, I'm told. And I believe that. I do. I believe that with all my heart. Because that's my foundation and Mark's foundation and Corey's and Dalt's. But you know what? I miss him. I miss him terribly. I can imagine he would have been right there at E.E. Delaney Stadium last night, even though both of his boys have graduated, and he'd have been pulling for the Bulldogs as strong and hard as anybody. And I can imagine that he was close enough to Terry Curtis. He would have probably told Terry, "You should have done this, should have done that." But he'd looked at Terry after it was over and told him, "I love you." Folks, let's don't let these people that come into our lives, we coach their children. Let's don't ever forget when they put their arms around us and tell us they love us. And they thank us for what went on during our relationship with their children. I won't see Glenn Goff until I'm on the other side. But may the memory, all the memories for Glenn Goff remain today, tomorrow, and forever. I miss you, pal. God bless you. God bless you, Starla, Dalton, and Dylan. There ain't many Glenn Goffs out there. Miss you every day. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 and 98.3 Fox Sports in Sylacauga.
The practices heart safe. Visit heartforathletes.org.
The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to PSR, and God, we want to welcome a guy who has supported high school sports and high school football, and really the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets is his school, but he has supported so many aspects of high school sports for so many years. Wes Williams and his business will too, and you're going to hear about them now on our commercials, but we are so thankful to get Wes on with us, and he just, well, what a phenomenal, he's literally a fan. And you know what I love about him the most, guys, and this will resonate with y'all, huge Steely Dan fan. Huge Steely Dan fan. So that just adds to it.
Absolutely. You know,
that's it. All right, let's go through some scores. And, guys, I'll try to go down this list, and then you guys just kind of kick in there. And Abbeville 41, Cottonwood 0, Addison 33, Midfield 8, Alabama Christian 35, Booker T. Washington, Tuskegee 6, Alexandria 38, St. Clair County 0, Aliceville 34, Sulligent 20, Athens 22, Hazel Green 0, Auburn 43. Boy, Smitty Grider, that ain't going to be good for the people in the Circle City. Auburn 43, Dothan 13, Austin of Decatur 42, James Clemens 28, Autogaville 35, Verbena 6. The B.B. Comer Tigers, congratulations to the guys right there in our hometown of Sylacauga. B.B. Comer 22, Lafayette 19, Baker 50, Alma Bryant 18. Okay, here we go. Bayside Academy. It took Laz and Doug and Mark two overtimes, but they came through. Those kids came through 24-21 over Hillcrest Evergreen. Congratulations to the Bayside Admirals. Beauregard 12, Hopeville 9, Berry 26, Hubbardville 0, Bibb County 37, Montevallo 7, Blunt 26, Citronelle 0, Corey LeBounty was right there, Boaz 28, West Point 25, Bob Jones 35, Huntsville 25, Brantley 61, McKenzie 2, Briarwood 43, Woodlawn 0, Brilliant 15, Lynn 6, Calera 24, Chilton County of Clanton 21, Carroll of Ozark 21, Rehoboth 14, Catholic Montgomery 35, Real Town 20. They'll make some noise in the playoffs, Catholic Montgomery will. Cedar Bluff 14, Summerton Christian 12, Center Point 44, Lincoln 24, Central of Clay County, who's probably the best team in that area where the Sylacauga Aggies are, 55, Elmore County 6, Chambers Academy 43, Lowndes Academy 6, Cherokee County 43, Anniston Bulldogs 27, the Childersburg Tigers roll 54-12 over Goshen, Clark County. Corey, get ready. Clark County 34, Orange Beach 7, Clay Chalkville 38, Gardendale 17, Clements 38, Phil Campbell 18, Colbert County 42, Sheffield 26, Colbert Heights 51, Elkmont 24, Coleman 20, Buckhorn 0. Corey.
Dale County 28, Geneva 22, Decatur Heritage 53, Vena 8, Demopolis defeats Sipsey Valley 41-8, Deschler beats West Morgan 40-0, Dora 37. Hansville, 6. East Limestone, 43. Jemison Huntsville had 15. Elba defeats Zion Chapel, 38-7. Enterprise with a big win here in Mobile, Alabama over Davidson, 52-13. Escambia Academy defeats Wilcox Academy, 35-6. Etowah defeats Fultondale, 39-22. Fairfield over Carver of Birmingham, 34-20. Fairhope defeats Foley, 37-10. Fairview over Douglas, 48-12. Faith Academy defeats LaFleur, 50-6. Falkville over Pisgah, 53-14. Fayette County, 36. Curry, 22. Flomington, 25. Cottage Hill, 8. Florella, 42. Georgiana, 14. Florence, 68. Albertville, 0. Fort Payne, 38. Springville, 14. Fife, 49. Sylvania, 20. G.W. Long, 42. Houston County, 21. Galesville, 48. Coosa Christian, 28. Geneva County, 54. Arrington, 41. Geraldine, 36. Sardis, 19. Good Hope, 27. Haleyville, 24. Greenville, 18. Headland, 6.
And Gunnersville beat Crossville last night, 49-7. Hale County, 43. Prattville Christian, 20. Hamilton, the old boys from Hamilton, win over Oak Grove, 21-14. Hartsell, 38. Decatur, 10. Hayden, 27. Corner, 20. Helena, 48. Benjamin Russell, 14. Our buddy Kevin and the Cats are having a hard time this year, Coach, and hopefully they can get it turned around up there. Hewitt Trustful, 50. Tuscaloosa County, 18. Highland Home, 42. Central Coosa, 0. Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, 34. Wetumpka, 30. I think we're going to talk about that one in a little bit. One of the wildest, craziest finishes to a ball game ever. Homewood, 24. Chelsea, 3. Hoover rolls, 38-0 over Gadsden City. Hueytown, good gracious. Hueytown, 62. Brookwood, nothing. Isabella, 40. Thorsby, 8. J.B. Pennington, 56. Holly Pond, 8. Jackson, big win last night over the boys from Vigor, 34-14. Jackson Academy, 27. Crenshaw Christian, 18. Jackson Olin, 42. Mortimer Jordan, 14. Jacksonville, 46. White Plains, 14. John Carroll, 13. Cordova, 12. Kinston, 21. Red Level, 19. Lamar County at Hanley was canceled. Lynette, 30. Fayetteville, 4. Lauderdale County, 55. Danville, 6. Lawrence County, 41. Ardmore, 21. Leeds, 55. Moody, 20. Liam Montgomery, 21. Sidney Lanier, nothing. Lexington, 55. Tharptown, 0. Macon East, 42. Edgewood, 14. Madison Academy, 47. Westminster Huntsville, 7. Maplesville, 52. Billingsley, 14. Marbury, 18. Jemison, 13. Mars Hill, 46. Hatton, 24. McAdory, 18. Paul Bryant, 8. McGill-Tulin, 38. Gulf Shore, 0. McIntosh, 30. Washington County, 8. Mobile Christian, 38. W.S. Neal, 9. Mobile Christian keeps rolling. I thought I saw where Deontay Lawson had about 20-something tackles last night. Lord have mercy. Morgan Academy, 34. Monroe Academy, 20. Mountain Brook, 28. Huffman, 7. Munford, 31. Cleveland County, 0. Murphy, 31. Mary Montgomery, 13. Muscle Shoals, 58. Columbia, 6. New Brockton, 47. Daleville, 8.
New Hope, 20. Randolph, 9. North Sand Mountain, 40-13 winners over Section. Northridge defeats Bessemer City, 46. Oak Mountain over Vestavia Hills, 35-28. Ohatchee, 35. Hoax Bluff, 0. Aniana, 23. Asheville, 0. Opelika with a big win over Eufaula, 28-21. Op, 35. Houston Academy, 0. Ooh. Oxford blanks Southside Gadsden, 56-0. Patrician defeats Otauga Academy, 34-28 in overtime. Pelham defeats Stanhope Elmore, 35-25. Pell City, 14. Talladega, 0. Pickens Academy, 40. Snook, 0. Pickens County, 50-8 winners over Marion County. Piedmont, 54. Glencoe, 0.
State champion.
Pike County, 60. Dayville, 14. Pike Liberal Arts, 56. Lee Scott, 0. Pike Road, 39. Andalusia, the Bulldogs lose 39-18 over Pike Road. Pinson Valley, 33. Minor, 28. Plainview blanks Asbury 53-0. Pleasant Grove blanks Winona 42-0. Pleasant Valley 56, Weaver 8. Prattville, their winners over Smith Station 31-3. Priceville 42, Brooks 35. R.A. Hubbard 26, Hackleburg 24. Raglan defeats Woodland 15-6.
Randolph County 42, Ranburn 27. Rogers 27, Wilson 22. Mark knows where both of those schools are. Russellville 59, Brewer 0. Sampson 12, Pleasant Home 7. Sand Rock 60, Gaston 7. Satsuma 22-21 winner over Alberta. Scottsboro 7, Arab 3. Selma 12, Shelby County 10. Shoals Christian 40, Cherokee 6. Slocum 44, Providence Christian 14. South Lamar 30, Meek 16. Spanish Fort ends that run. We said last week now it was going to be different for Robertsdale now. Those first three games were big, and they won those first three. Spanish Fort, with our buddy Bina Brown over there watching that, they took them to the shed last night, 42-0. Sparta 41, Meadowview 0. Springwood 40, Banks Academy 14. St. James 38, Bullock County 14. St. Luke's, congratulations to my buddy Ron Lee, 37. J.U. Blackshire 28. St. Paul's 34, UMS Wright 32. Strawn 19, Ashford 0. Yeah. All right, we'll be back with more.
I wish y'all could have seen that exchange.
We'll be back with more scores right here on PSR.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Well, I was born in a small town. Small town.
Welcome back to PSR. You know, sentimentalist, I guess. I guess I've always been that way. Sitting watching the first college football game of the year. First play of the game. And I see this guy go about 70 yards. I said, golly, he looks familiar. He looks familiar. And Austin Peay, right, Corey?
Yes, yep, sir.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they say, C.J. Evans Jr. goes 70 yards for I said, you got to be kidding me. I bet you that Ernest Hill, I bet his vertical was probably at least 10 feet tall that night. Because, I mean, Ernest probably told, if he told one, he told 20 coaches, you're missing on this kid. I guarantee right. you. I guarantee right. you. And I have never talked to Ernest Hill about this. But knowing what I know about Ernest and knowing college coaches, I guarantee you that Ernest Hill said, fellas, I got one that everybody's missing on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you did that, didn't you, Coach?
That's right, I did.
Well, and sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. I'm going to tell you real quick, because we want to talk about your win last night over Gulf Shores. Years ago, and our show is, you know, I won't say it's based in Sylacauga, but it's our home. I mean, mm-hmm. it's my home. And years ago, Sylacauga had a big, long, tall, stringy offensive lineman named Steve Sprayberry. And Coach Bryant was looking for some offensive linemen. And Tom Calvin, who's one of the, you know, Ernest, I get emotional talking about Tom Calvin. I wish you could have known him.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom Calvin went to Coach Bryant's office. He drove his old Chevrolet to Coach Bryant's office and said, I've never coached one better. And Sylacauga had some good football teams, some good football players.
Right.
And he laid his name and he laid his future as a high school football coach on what he told Coach Bryant about Steve Sprayberry. And Coach Bryant, long story short, went to the wishbone. Steve Sprayberry was a starting tackle for Coach Bryan and that Wishbone team for two, maybe three seasons. Ended up being a really great player. So, you know, as coaches, we tell coaches this sometimes, you're missing on one. Boy, they missed on C.J. Edwards, and I know he's going to be – Evans, I'm sorry. I know he's going to be something special wherever he is. And congratulations on a win last night. And I just wanted to share that. That was on my heart.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, we get a lot of coaches come in our office. It's all high school coaches, and you are very biased of your players. But at the same time, you know, when you have coached a kid and you think he can really help, you know, a college program out. And CJ is one of them. And, you know, we had a lot of schools come in. They like him. And, well, Coach, you know, he's too small. And I was like, well, he played very hard. And, you know, I said, he's going to be a good one for somebody. And he's actually he got the opportunity with Austin Peay, and he showed them, you know, they made a great choice with him.
And they've made a lot of great choices with some former players that you have. I want to continue to shine that spotlight on the McGill-Tulane program, because you look here locally at South Alabama, the display that Jalen Tolbert put on last Thursday was very special, and you have an All-American in Carlton Marshall, who was a walk-on to mm-hmm. Troy University, that I know you sung his praises, I sung his praises, and it happens. But, Coach, these are guys that just suited up for McGill-Tulane and gave everything they had to your program. And that's how you continue to build that winning culture, by guys who buy in and then produce on the big level.
Those guys are very special to the program. They started, you know, some tradition there, and, you know, they was in state championships games, and you know, they're still very special to us, and they're always going to be special to us. So we just hope we, you know, get some more players like that, and hope we have some of those on the football team right now.
You're continuing to grow. Big win, region win over Gulf Shores last night, and I know you're a defensive guy, so to be able to hold them to zero, I know you have to take great pride in that and just trying to become better. But Braylon McReynolds had over 160 yards rushing last night with four touchdowns, and mm-hmm. that was just a way to get your offensive sparked and going in the right direction as you guys take on Centronelle at Centronelle next week.
Right. You know, it was a little last week. We played Sarah Land. It wasn't a great night for us. It wasn't McGill-Tulane football. And after that ball game, you know, we lost our starting quarterback. And, you know, we had to get Freddie Davis ready for the week. And he got ready. And it helped when Braylon could run the football like he did. But we still got a long way to go. Freddie had a decent night. And like I said, Braylon McReynolds had a great night. And we just got to continue to grow, and that's one thing, you know, I'm preaching to the kids, you know, we need to compete, and we didn't compete against Sarah Land, but, you know, you never know, you might see them again down the road.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, when you start looking at this, everybody has to play the game if you're able to play it, but, you know, your kind of schedule was knocked out of kilter a little bit, because you had the Jamboree that you had to play, and you scheduled against Davidson, mm-hmm. then you're open, and then you turn around and play Sarah Land, and now you're right back at Gulf Shores, and injuries are a part of everyone's season. But again,
right.
I know you have to be very happy and pleased with the way your team responded, and that has to go back to the week of practice, Labor Day Monday, all the way mm-hmm. up until game day, the type of focus and the execution that your team put forth.
Yeah, we came back after that ball game, and we had a come to Jesus meeting, and we had that meeting Monday, and the kids responded Monday, and they got better each day, and that's the only thing I ask of them, to get better each day and get better each Friday. And you know, I told them it's a long season, and we just got to continue to grow, and if they want to be that championship team, they got to continue to grow, and they got to listen to the coaches, and you know, be hungry. I don't know how hungry this group was beginning of the year, but they played well last night. I told them I was very proud of them. But, you know, we're going to, you know, enjoy this one and get ready for the next week.
Next week, Coach, you got Citronelle, and yeah, I think you do play up at Citronelle. Can you tell us anything about him? Have you had a chance to even see him on film yet?
I haven't even watched him on film. We'll start, you know, we'll watch our game from last night, and then, around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, we'll start watching Centronelle and really focus on them tomorrow. And but I know coach does a great job up there. I know I think it's his second year up there. They got some heart in those kids, you know, tough kids up there, and, you know, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, those kids are very physical up there in that area, and, you know, we got to match that.
Yeah, I think the matching of that is going to be interesting. I had an opportunity to watch Centronelle play Blount last night, and it's going to be a trench warfare game for you. And I think you guys do match up well in the trenches, and that's where I'm looking forward to watching it unfold on paper. But, Coach, when you guys drop down from 7A to 6A and having an opportunity now to kind of look at the region around, 6A Region 1, to me, is the toughest region in high school football. Some people say 7A Region 3, but I like to say the 6A Region 1 is extremely tough. And when you start looking around at all the opponents, I know it's one at a time, but speak to the great competitiveness of this new region that you're in at McGill-Tulane.
Well, you know, when we dropped down, you know, it was different for us, but, you know, it was also an opportunity for us to play other teams and play against a region that, you know, supposed to be the, you know, the best in, you know, high school football. And, you know, these coaches out here, they do a great job. Jeff Kelly, Ben Blackman, Lev Holly, you know, all these coaches, you know, that's in this region. So, it's going to be a handful. It's going to be a game, a great game every week. And but, you know, we're happy to be in it. We're happy to be in something different. And our kids are excited. It is a tough region, and, you know, when they kept talking about, you know, you're dropping down to this, you know, 6A Region 1, and, you know, to me, it, at the end of the day, it's just football.
No question about it. Ernest Hill, head football coach of the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets, coming off a big win last night, a big region win over the Gulf Shores Dolphins, 38-0. Coach, want to congratulate you on that win. I know you guys, again, are going to continue to prepare hard and have another great week of practice and getting ready to face Jason Barnett and his Centronelle Wildcats.
Yes, I sure appreciate y'all calling.
Take care, Coach. Good luck next week, pal. Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care. Boy, he's done a great job.
Boy, he has.
You know, I can remember first time I ever noticed Ernest Hill. He was a defensive coordinator at Spanish Fort. And I was there for something. I had to go by there for something, and I watched him. And Mark, he's our kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a nuts and bolts guy. I mean, this, if you're going to swim, you're going to swim. If you're going to rip, you're going to rip. And you're going to do it right. And, you know, I knew then that someday, at some point in time, he was going to make somebody a heck of a head coach because you did it right. You didn't, you know, it wasn't, we're in a hurry. You know, you just do yours, take your rip, and if you get it right, you get it right. If you don't, you don't. No. I saw him do, a kid was doing a rip drill. I think that kid did it probably 11 or 12 times.
Mm-hmm. Do it again.
That's right.
Do it again.
And
there's a reason why that's said all the time.
No doubt.
You want to make it do it, you're going to do it right. So when it becomes Friday night, you do it right, and it's a muscle memory, and it's all there, and you just go do it. And those are the kind of guys, like you said, those are the kind of guys that make football the game that it is, because it may take all those different parts that are all working at one, on one play at one time, and they make them all fit together.
Well, and if they don't,
you're going to get beat.
You're going to get beat. It's just plain and simple.
Ernest does a great job.
He does. Hey, quick note here. Hallelujah, Papa's on the Eastern Shore is open. One of the finest Italian restaurants right there on Highway 98. I know lots of people are excited now. Papa's is open. Fred and those guys opened up last night. They're there. You want to get back over there, get over to Papa's right there. They also own Janino's Pizza. Yeah, good stuff. Don't want to beat it. We'll be right back.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Saturday in the park, Chicago. Saturday in our park, wherever that is. FM Talk 106.5 Studios right here in the heart of Mobile. I can't skip this, guys. Sylacauga 41, Tallahassee 21. Big win for the Aggies. Big win. Andrew's playing a lot of that Steely Dan and
Boss Gags.
Boss Gags, Michael McDonald. Guarantee you. Already got word. They got big sound system in.
Pre-game warm-up.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tony. Tony, we're glad to talk to you on the CNC Financial Auto Sales Communication Lines. What you got going on there, pal?
Hey, Coach. Hey, Corey. I just wanted to call and say hi to you guys. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Good morning.
And I love hearing y'all on the radio in the morning. You know, I've got my own little gig 5 days a week, and then I work at the cinch on Sunday, and Saturday morning is the only morning I get to sit and drink a cup of coffee and relax, and I'm thankful that I got two guys that I love on the air talking about football and shining the light and giving credit to the one who deserves all the credit.
Man, this is a guy that I absolutely adore. I'm not going to hide my feelings. I can tell you that. This guy gets out of his car. I'm going to get something to eat, and he comes over and gives me a hug and tells me he loves me. This guy put up with our show at NSP for a lot of years, and I mean it. And I just I'm so thankful. And you know, Corey's we're too blessed to be stress themed. But let me tell you something: to have a friend like you is a blessing. It's a blessing, and I mean that. And
right back at you, brother. I appreciate hearing you guys, and I look forward to the time I see you next. I hope your families are well.
Yes, sir, Tony P.
Everything's good. Let me tell you this about Tony.
What's that?
He outkicked his coverage by a long, long, long way.
You ain't right about that.
That's all right, Tony P. Good job, brother. Good job.
Hey, and you keep our good buddy over there. You keep him running that station and all the stuff in his little office back there, and you know who I'm talking about. I don't know if that station would have made it as long.
I mean,
as
the only thing that's going to help that office is fire.
All right, buddy. Hey, you take care. Please don't miss a chance to see us, hear us, do whatever. But, boy, it's great to hear your voice. Always.
God bless you guys.
God bless you, Tony P. Good to hear your voice.
No doubt about it.
Man, what a blessing he is. And he was just wonderful. He's just that guy. He is that guy. You know, Lance Crawford, friend of all of ours here, he took a job at South, Corey, if I'm not mistaken.
Did.
And he got off the airwaves. Oh, Philadelphia boy, as a matter of fact. I used to love to kid him a little bit about Philadelphia and being out in that cold weather. But Colin Cahill has come in and replaced him at NBC 15 doing the Friday night Blitz show. And he's done such a good job. And welcome to PSR, Colin. We're 18 years strong right here on PSR. And welcome to high school sports in Mobile and really all over the Southeast. And we're glad to have you here, pal.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. This is a pretty awesome show. I did a little research on everybody before. Corey gave me a little heads up last week. And you guys have been doing a great job for you know 18 or so years, and I've known Corey for 4 or 5 years, and always see him around, and it's a joy. I love the fact that we cover high school sports so adamantly here down here on the Gulf Coast and Mobile and Baldwin, and I grew up in Pensacola, so I know it's such a entrenched thing in our lives. Down here for high school sports.
And you do a great job on your Friday night show. Friday Night Blitz, you had the opportunity to get it started about 3 weeks ago, already in week number 4. You know, going in, Colin, you and I were at the St. Paul's McAdory game to begin the season. But since then, kind of tell me your thoughts on what you filmed, what you've seen when those scores come rolling into you as you're getting those packages together.
Friday nights are wild. I mean, it takes so much to get everything together, and I mean, it really starts at like 2 p.m. when we get in, and me and my producer Thomas Gleaton, we start figuring out rosters. That's the toughest thing, is getting them rosters in, and then we've got a handful of photographers that we send out, and most of those guys do a really good job, and just it's a lot. I like to call it controlled chaos. That's about how it goes. There'll be times where we're waiting on games to get done, and last night was a perfect example. We had a couple games going to overtime, and so we're constantly refreshing, following, trying to figure out what scores are, and so it's a crazy night. As for the football, though, I mean, I think we've had some really good teams already show off show off their talent. I think Daphne's a really solid program with Trent Battle there. Obviously, last night they got tripped up by Theodore, but I think that attests to how deep 7A is this year. And then you know, looking at Fairland as well, over the first couple of weeks, they've been a really solid team to look at. My favorite team, I gotta give them a little shout out. I know last night was a rough one for them, but the biggest surprise of the year, I think, has been Robertsdale, starting 3-0, and I work over in Baldwin County a whole lot, and so getting to see, I mean, I've worked here for the past 5 years, and this Robertsdale has been a really proud community of their football program, no matter if they're winning or losing, and so this year, finally, to get them to have a good start to the year, it's been really fun to see that community, you know, really come together. We were at a one of the buffets, and probably half a dozen people were talking about the Bears and their great 3-0 start. So, really exciting to see that. So, the first couple of weeks have been very fun. I've been very fortunate to be put in this spot and get the opportunity to be able to do this every Friday night.
You do a wonderful job on NBC 15. Right, Friday Night Blitz starts right around 10:15 or so. The scores come rolling in. We've got about a minute and a half left with you. I know that you not only cover high school football, but tell me about your podcast, how people can follow you, and how they can tune in to catch all the highlights that you do on Fridays.
For our podcast, we're the Bench Boys. It's me and my buddy Thomas, actually the producer. We cover Sun Belt sports, but that's been a fun thing. And with NBC 15, I mean, just check us out 10:15 every Friday night. They can check out some of the best highlights, and then we have it posted on our website as well. If you can't catch them, if you're coming up from the game, you guys can't watch it. Just check it out on our website at mynbc15.com.
And how can people follow you on Twitter so they can keep updated on what you're tweeting and retweeting for the scores that occur on Friday nights?
At Colin Cahill 13, give me a follow. Corey, you're a great follow too. Corey's always out at one of the games as well, and he's getting. I get a lot of information out of a lot of the guys, and there's a great set of teamwork that guys around here cover the high school game. So there's a lot of good people to follow. But if you want to follow me, Colin Cahill 13.
Thank you so much, Colin. You do a wonderful job. Friday Night Blitz on NBC 15. Check them out at 10:15. Doesn't get any better, Colin. Thanks for joining us this morning on Prep Sports Report.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good one.
That's good stuff. Stevie Dan will take us out of here. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5, Radio Alabama, and 98.3 Fox Sports, coming to you right out of Sylacauga, Alabama.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey Labounty.
This is the day of the expanding man.
That shape. It's always good to come back to those guys. Wes Williams, that's for you, pal. That's for you. That's our buddy Steely Dan, minus one now. Some of the, I get doggone emotional talking about those guys. They're just phenomenal. Guys, I want to hit home. I want to hit home with all of us. And doing Sun Belt football and traveling with South Alabama for 5 years. My path with Kirk Herbstreit we never crossed paths because obviously he's doing big time games and we were doing startup program at South Alabama. But a guy that I have the utmost respect for, former quarterback at Ohio State, now I think is the very best color analyst in college football, bar none. And this past week, I hope you saw, and if you didn't see it, you're going to hear it right here now, but the things that Kirk Herbstreit had to say about what was going on in our world today with, I think it's called Black Lives Matter, but at the same time, I think it's something that everybody needs to hear. Kirk Herbstreit.
And reasonable requests. That's my point.
Yeah, LC, I think that I agree with all of what you guys are saying. It's remarkable to see players have an opportunity to come together, and that this show and Maria has given them that platform to be able to express how they feel. And I think it's great. I also think that if you're a white player in these locker rooms, I think it's incumbent upon you to really help with the change. I saw Dylan Bowles there from Stanford involved. And I think, you know, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson has been involved. I think it's one thing to have rallies. It's one thing to skip a practice because of social injustice. It's one thing for the NBA and the NFL to miss games, to make a statement. Those things are great. But my question is, what's next? What does that lead to? You go back to practice the next day. What will lead to change? And I really think, I was talking to David Shaw, the head coach at Stanford, who really, he and I had a great talk. I love listening to his wisdom and his thoughts. And he shared a quote to me and reminded me from Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Justice will be served. Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are." And I think that's what I mean when I think the black community is hurting. If you've listened, and the word empathy and compassion over these last 4 months, how do you listen to these stories and not feel pain and not want to help? You know what I mean? It's like wearing a hoodie and putting your hands at 10 and 2. Oh, God, I better look out because I'm wearing Nike gear. Like, what? What are we talking about? And so you can't relate to that if you're white, but you can listen and you can try to help, because this is not okay. It's just not.
It's not.
And we got to do better, man. We got to like lock arm in arm and be together in a football locker room. That stuff is gone. Those barriers are gone. And we got to do better.
It's one of the things and why sports can be such a leader.
You know, and history. We have a black man in this room. He's an integral part of the show. And Corey Bounty is a... He stands between Mark and I a lot of times. And to hear what Kirk Herbstreit said, to quote Benjamin Franklin, Mark, where he said, "Justice will not be served until those unaffected take a position about that which is bringing harm to their teammates." And, you know, I think we see it more so on a national level, especially with college football. What do you see in high school football? And Corey, I want you to answer after that too. But Mark, what do you see? What do you see from that point of view that Kirk Herbstreit just said with Ben Franklin's statement? What is your position on that?
I've always thought and will always continue to think that inside a locker room, on the field of any sport, when the game starts, when the locker room opens up, all those things go away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter when you're playing a ball game, when you're on that field, if the guy next to you is black, white, Catholic, Baptist, makes no difference. Yeah. Makes no difference. He just wants you to play. I want the guy, as Coach Lazenby says, who's in that foxhole next to me, know I can count on him.
Yep.
I can count on Corey LeBounty.
Yep.
I may not always agree with Corey. Hell, I don't agree with you, Rick, half the time. But at the same time, I know he's got my six. Yeah. I know that. And I got his.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But at the same time, we give a lot of lip service to, yep, I get it. I hear Black Lives Matter. I don't understand the fear. I'm not black. I have got to get to that place that Kirk is talking about. I got to get to that place where we all feel the emotion. I see it and I hear it, and I want to make sure I'm a part of making this thing progress and doing good. I've got to learn that. And it's not, I mean, you know, it's like Corey and I talked about this a few weeks ago. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of how we've lived.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so we are breaking down barriers that have been built by miles, by continents, and now we are integrating this thing, and now we have trying to figure out how to make it work. You know, great civilizations have come and gone. You go back through history, they fall from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't get conquered. No, most great empires fall from the inside out. And it falls because they lose sight and don't feel empathy for the guy next to them, regardless of race, regardless of it. And I'm just telling you, I mean, I'm speaking truthfully here. I'm not telling you something, and Corey and I have talked about this quite a bit. I've got to feel that pain and fear. I see it, I hear it, and I want it to change. And yet, like Kirk, do I feel it? You know, I don't know what it feels like to be a black man. I don't.
And a blue light come up behind you.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, and at the same time, I don't know what it's like to be a policeman.
Yeah.
I've never been that guy either. I know one of the most distinguished policemen in Alexander City was Willie Carl Martin's dad,
mm-hmm.
killed in the line of duty.
Right.
You know, great man, raised a great family. You know, I don't know what it means to be that guy either.
Right.
All I know is in our world today, and I think Dabo Swinney said it best, there are people in our world that are good people, that love one another, that follow what God told us to do, right, which is love one another, period. Doesn't say what color or anything. Love one another. That's what he says, what God told us to do. There are good people who do that. And yet, in every single profession we run into, there are bad people.
Ain't no doubt.
And they're going to do bad things.
Yep.
Doesn't mean we can group them all into one thing.
You know, race has always been an uncomfortable conversation, and it's a situation to where we just have to embrace it. And what happens in sports is it shows that everybody in this melting pot can get along, whether it's through high school athletics, whether it's collegiate athletics, whether it's professional athletics. You have one purpose and one heartbeat, and we live in one America, and everyone wants to feel the love as a citizen of the United States. And I think that the light that has been shown on this particular situation will continue to shine. But I just think, look no further than the high school sports, the collegiate sports, and the fans, the hundreds of thousands of fans that come out to stadiums and gyms week in and week out together and enjoy it for that short bit of time. Don't turn your back on that. Continue to embrace it, and we'll be in a better place.
Well said, guys. Well said. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5, Radio Alabama, and 98.3 Fox Sports.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Lot of Michael McDonald. I got to tell my buddies this all the time. He will be live back with the Doobie Brothers in Nashville. Marky Mark, I will be there.
I'm sure you will.
I will be there, buddy. I will be there. And I don't know how.
Might limping.
Be, maybe. No, I'm not going to be limping.
Yeah, you are. I saw you get out of the truck this morning.
Yeah, well, that's just that. Well, I've been watching you limp now for about 15 years.
Y'all just trying to imitate my walk.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's getting straight, though. I mean, it's getting straight. We're getting almost. Anyway, let's go from the beast to the beauty. How about that? We got Jennifer Newton on. Jennifer is the volleyball coach over at Cottage Hill, and so much appreciate her joining PSR this morning on a Saturday morning when she could be doing lots of other things, but we certainly appreciate Jennifer being with us. Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for joining us on PSR this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Coach, you do an outstanding job with your Lady Warriors volleyball program, and through this pandemic, I know there's been some changes, but the Lady Warriors have some huge games coming up this week. Talk to us about how your program has started the season through this pandemic, how you're adapting to the changes, and the schedule that you guys have coming up this week.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, we're just so happy to be back in the gym and able to be on the court competing, you know, after some, you know, an uncertain summer. You know, the girls were working hard, and we were just praying that our season was actually even going to happen. And so it's just so great to see the girls playing the sport they love and having that opportunity. So far right now, we're 9-6 on the season, 1-1 in area play. We got had a big win this past week against one of our area rivals, Mogul Christian. So that's always a good one to get, you know. But it's just great to be back on the court, and you know, it's a different season. You know, we're having to think about things we never thought about before, and the health and safety of our girls is always our very first priority. And so, you know, we're wearing masks and we're sanitizing equipment, and you know, those are things we've never had to do before. But at this point, we'll do anything we can to just ensure that they have the season that they've worked so hard for.
And currently in the Class 3A polls, you have your Lady Warriors ranked right there at number 9. And I know coaches sometimes don't like to look at rankings or particular numbers, but it's something that you have pride in your program to show that, hey, we are being recognized for doing a great job. We are being recognized as part of being one of the top 10 volleyball states in the state of Alabama. And that's just a great asset to Cottage Hill and the great athletic program that's on that campus.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a credit to my girls and the hard work that they have put in. You know, it's been an unusual season for them, not just because of, you know, the health issues going on, but there are only 4 returning players from last year's team. We graduated a bunch of seniors last year, so there's a lot of youth and inexperience out there on the court, but my 4 returning players, 2 are seniors, 2 are juniors. Meg Hannon and Megan Oliver are my 2 seniors, and they have just really worked hard to try to instill the attitude of hard work and consistency and scrappy defense, you know, in their new teammates. And that's just a credit to them and the hard work that they put in.
When you start looking across the state of Alabama in the polls, you know, here in 3A, of course, you have Cottage Hill, and at number 1 is St. Luke's. But when you jump up to 5A, of course, you have Bayside Academy, who's second to none in the entire country. But then in 6A, you start looking at Spanish Fort being a contender, as well as St. Paul's. And then in 7A, of course, you have McGill-Tulane. The quality of volleyball that is played here in Mobile-Baldwin County, to me, all 1A all the way through 7A, you guys get a chance to play a lot of that competition and see a lot of that competition. What do you think makes the competition so great in girls high school volleyball here in Mobile-Baldwin County?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You don't have to drive too far, you know, to go watch some really great teams and what I think are the best teams in the state. We've got some great coaches here in South Alabama who have really worked hard, you know, to help build our sport up. You know, club volleyball has really grown down here, so girls are able to have some more opportunities than maybe what they did, you know, a few years ago. But we all help make each other better. You know, every time you step out on the court, you're playing a great team. And hopefully that is what will pay off and help us when playoffs and super regionals and the state tournament roll around. Hopefully that good competition that we've been facing will help us be even more prepared.
No question about it. We're speaking with Jennifer Newton. She's the head girls volleyball coach at Cottage Hill Christian Academy. The Warriors, the Lady Warriors, getting it done this season, cracking that top 10 3A poll. And, Coach, what games do you have coming up this week, and how can people come out and get that Go Fan ticket to watch volleyball as exciting as it is?
Yeah, well, actually, my schedule for this week just got changed just a little bit, you know, because of the COVID situation. We had a match on Tuesday, and I just found out last night that our opponent is not going to be able to make it. So I'm actually looking for a game for Tuesday night. But Thursday night, we will be playing on our home court again against LaFleur. But hopefully we'll be able to fill that date on Tuesday, you know, and get back on the court as quickly as possible.
You know, I'd call Ann Schilling. I guarantee you Ann wants to play.
right. I've put out some phone calls and some emails, so hopefully we'll find somebody, right?
Good. That's good. You sure have done a great job there, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time out this morning to spend with us, because we certainly here at PSR want to cover every sport that we've got going on here, and you ladies have done a fabulous job out there, and that entire athletic department has just flourished, and I know it's wonderful to be a part of that, and we thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support as well. We appreciate it.
You take care and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Jennifer Newton, the head volleyball coach out at Cottage Hill.
You know, there's a big tournament this weekend going on over in Baldwin County at Bayside's hosting today a big tournament. I think there's I don't know how many teams Ann's got. I looked at the schedule yesterday, and I'm about to go over there and watch.
You are the game manager today,
yeah,
right?
For a few of them. And I'm going to go over there and watch them play a little bit of volleyball. But it's exciting to watch those kids get to play. And it's so unique now on how you have to do it. You know, you got a list of people, and they have to get their temperature checked. And it's all recorded. Everything's recorded. So it's kind of different. But when the ball goes in the air, it's all back on. It's all regular volleyball, and it ought to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to going over and seeing those girls play today over at Bayside. And I don't know, they had some games yesterday. They played in three different locations, Spanish Fork, Fairhope, and Bayside. And so I don't know where they're all playing today. I know there's some games at Bayside. I'm going to go grab my schedule here when we walk out and go watch them play for a little bit. But looking forward to that. Cross country's in full swing, and I don't know who's got what. I think there's a big meet next weekend. I'm not positive on that, but I saw something on my desk yesterday about a big meet next weekend, and a lot of kids are excited about getting to do that. And those kids train. My gosh, those kids train hard. And I watch them out there, and I go, Lord, have mercy. You know, and they just run for the love of running. I'm going, if you ever see me running, first of all, you better find somebody's chasing me with a pistol or a knife or something. Otherwise, I won't be running.
I can imagine. I'm with you there, Coach. I'm with you there. You know, I had a chance to go over to Bayside and watch a middle school football game.
Yeah.
And two of my good buddies on that Bayside sideline, I could hear them all the way up in the stands coaching those kids up. Did a great job. That was a fun game to watch.
It was fun.
Really fun game to watch. Hey, we're so excited about Dan Brennan being with us every morning. Dalt, you get to work with him. Boy, what a thrill that's got to be.
Absolutely.
And, hey, catch our buddy Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey tomorrow, 11-1 on, they changed the name of it so much. Southern Fairways. There you go. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
I remember the 35 sweet goodbyes when you put me on the Wolverine up to Annandale.
All right, I got to sneak out of here. No more. The answer to your question is no.
You can't sneak out of here. Ain't no way you can sneak out anywhere.
A couple of people I want to mention. I, you know, and Sheila Lee. I was boy, Corey, she just keeps us so, I mean, such a sweet, sweet lady. And we so much appreciate her. She's a teacher. She spends her life taking, she takes her life to make a difference in children's lives. And we so much appreciate Sheila. She is, she's been with us. I don't even remember when she wasn't with us. And we so much appreciate her. My buddy, Wes Gearhart. Wes is, he slips those headsets on and takes 2 hours away from his beautiful wife, Laura, and his family that is, you know, his two kids are grown now, and so Wes listens to us, and I so much appreciate that. I love Wes. He was a pitcher over at Livingston. I think he played for Hoss Bowling, and but we appreciate Wes, and such a good guy. But so many people that have reached out to us in the last couple of weeks, and thank you about my knee. My knee's better than Mark's, and it's getting straight, and I can bend it almost. And the folks at Encore have brutalized me. They are fabulous. I can tell you that. Sarah and Paige and all the girls over there and Lacey have done a fabulous job, and I so much appreciate it. I do want to mention a guy that's jumped back on board with us, and we so much appreciate him. Chris Garris over at Premier Collision over on Sledge Drive. Chris is a guy who is who's got a heart for he's got a heart for the Lord, first of all, and most importantly, but he's got a heart for kids. And boy, I'm gonna tell you, his business is thriving, and we're excited about that. But he's jumped on board with us now as one of our sponsors, and we certainly appreciate Chris being on. And just so many good things that are happening for us here at PSR. And Mark and Corey and I are going to meet Tuesday, and we're going to do some things, and there's going to be some changes there, and it's good changes. Everything's good. It's always good, I think, for coaches. We need to meet all the time and, you know, strategize, but sometimes we need to sit down and talk about our show, and there's going to be some things different with music, and Doc will be involved in that. But, you know, we want this thing to keep going. And let me say this, and Doc, I don't think you've ever heard me say this. Corey, I don't think you've ever heard me say this. Guys, we have openings for sponsors. We really do. And if, Corey, I want you to give your number. I want you to call Corey LeBounty if you're interested in being a sponsor of PSR. And between he and Mark, they will share those sponsors. And but we are in pretty desperate need of about four more sponsors for PSR. And we're asking for that. It doesn't mean we have to have it, but, you know, we need four more sponsors for PSR. And, Corey, give your number.
251-689-2629. That's 251-689-2629. If you have Twitter, you can follow me and send me a message at C-A LeBounty. That's C-A-L-A-B-O-U-N-T-Y. Or you can follow us on the Prep Sports Report, and that's at PSR_1065, at PSR_1065. And again, my number, 251-689-2629.
And you know, the beautiful thing about that, and Corey and Mark will share those, and we'll get together on that. But the beautiful thing about that is, during this COVID, our sponsors have been fabulous. Now, they want to continue to stay on once everything gets straight, but we've struggled like everybody in radio business. We really have, and we appreciate any consideration that you might give us here at PSR, because we're gonna stay. We're gonna stay if we have to beg and crawl and do whatever, because we know what this show does. And Mark says it better than anybody. He really does. He says it's all about building people up, building coaches, players, and officials up, not being a part of tearing them down. And that's, we started that 18 years ago over in that little station on Dolphin Street. And I can tell you this, we've lived by that, and we will continue to live by that. And appreciate people like Wes Williams and Chris Garris jumping on with us. But we, more than anything, we appreciate all of those sponsors that have been with us for years. I'm talking about from years, almost from day one. And we couldn't do this. We couldn't highlight your child. We couldn't talk about your cheerleaders. We couldn't talk about the band members. We couldn't do it. We just couldn't do it without your help, because there's nothing for free. I can promise you that. There's nothing for free. And if somebody offers you something for free, you need to run. You need to run quick. But this is a labor of love, and we certainly need your help on that. And I want to say that as I jump out of here. I know Mark and Corey will carry it the last segment or two here. But thank you again for all of your concern about so many things that have been going on with COVID, with things going on with teams, and we're going to have football, we're not going to have football. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you, and we appreciate you. And it's certainly our time of year now, but from here really on to spring is our time of year, because we get to talk about your children and your children's teams, and we so much appreciate that, Corey.
Most definitely, Rick. Very well said. And again, we love this show. We love bringing this show to you 52 weeks out of the year. And if you can do find it in your hearts to go ahead and continue to help us support high school athletics, it would be much appreciated. And I tell you, supporting high school athletics and talking about it on the radio is fun when you have plays that happened like happened last night. Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa, and Wetumpka. One of the craziest high school football plays, I'll rephrase that, one of the craziest football plays you'll ever see to end a game occurred right here in the state of Alabama with Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa trailing Wetumpka 30-28, having the ball on their own 41-yard line. And listen to this, folks. If you have not had an opportunity to see this footage, it is on our PSR website, Facebook page, as well as on my Twitter page, at CA LeBounty. And it's 9 laterals, Coach, were made last night to win the football game for Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. And you know that old play where the band was on the field with Stanford? That's the only thing that was missing on this play, folks. 9 laterals to win this game. And I mean, they went from the left sideline all the way to the right sideline.
And
they
back covered, to the left.
Yes.
And back to the right.
Covered the entire field with 9 laterals. And Coach Adams, Sam Adams, from Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa, I find this hard to believe. He says that they practice this play. Okay?
Bronco. It's called Bronco.
And he has a name for it. So, you know, kudos to him for having a name for this type of play. But I guarantee you don't simulate what you'll see this Twitter footage or on your local news, because it's going to make national news and probably SportsCenter as a top 10 play. But knowing that it happened to win a football game was special last night for Hillcrest.
You got to watch that. I just watched it a little while ago. That's incredible. I'm going to tell you something. If I'm the defensive coach for the other team, I'm about ready to just crawl in a hole. His kids were flying all over the place trying to do something. And 3 or 4 times, the ball got fumbled. Yes, and it was just bouncing around on the ground.
There was a point where at the very end, 2 Wetumpka players were right next to the ball on the ground, could have recovered it. And, Corey, you made the point, I mean, to find time to practice that the lateral end-of-game situation. But, Coach, I got to ask you, on the other side of the ball, is there, even in your standard season, do you practice being the defenders in that situation?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, I have never practiced that, never practiced trying to do it or defend it. I don't know what you just – you know, you get in that situation and you just play some sort of zone coverage. You back everybody up so they don't throw it over your head, you know. And then then all of a sudden the thing's going all over the place. And that's where – and, you know, and sometimes these great athletes, they get the ball in space and nobody's going to catch them. And now they caught them. Now, it wasn't that well, just one guy took over. That ball was bouncing back. But there's no actual plan. You just play prevent defense, back them up. And then when the ball gets going, then you just have to get up and start trying to rally up and gang tackle like you do all the time. And it goes back to basic fundamentals, breaking down and tackling. But that, you know, that ball is going everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's a very difficult thing to do.
Unbelievable. And the play lasted probably for maybe 2.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
To end the game is, I can't get enough of watching this replay. As again, it'll be shown throughout the country. And congratulations for Hillcrest. And I know Wetumpka is on the wrong side of history in that. But what an outstanding high school football game. And that's why we love covering high school sports. Kudos to Theodore and Eric Collier finding a way to win against the Daphne Trojans. I know I talked to my man Mark Walter last night, and I'll give a huge shout-out to the Theodore Bobcats and to Kenny King for being so gutsy for being on the road and go ahead and going for the win, going for two instead of kicking the extra point to go into overtime situation. So congratulations to Theodore. And we saw a great game being played on Old Shell Road. That rivalry renewed. It means more because both of them are in the same region. St. Paul's wins 34-32. And I know Dan Brennan had an opportunity, I do believe, to call that game last night with Jim Cox. But that's a lot of fun, too, seeing those two teams go at it.
Yeah, absolutely. That battle on Old Shell Road's always a great one, you know. And those guys, they talk about how much they dislike each other. They dislike each other during the game. And they talk a lot of smack. You know, but they're really a lot of really good friends on both sides, coaching staffs, players, families. You know, but they really want to beat each other. But that was a great ball game. I mean, it was a great ball game. I'm sure it was fun to watch. And, you know, congratulations to Coach Mask and the boys at St. Paul's for a win there. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy Phil Lazenby on a big win last night. We had a win at home. It was our first home game of the season. And we won in double overtime. And it's the first. I think this we're 4-0. First time since 2011.
Check this out, Coach. Though a year ago, you guys are 0-5.
Yeah, 0-4 going into T.R. Miller.
Isn't that something? Yeah. What a difference a season makes. You guys finished strong, and now you've started strong. Congratulations, you guys. Keep up the great work. A lot of great matchups coming up next week in high school football as well. One of the biggest ones, Saraland and Blount. Really looking forward to that. Jeff Kelly and the crew coming off of a bye week, but Blount coming off of the 26-0 win in their first game of the season. The Camp Gray segment coming up next right here on Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rappahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, we were talking earlier about the social unrest in our country, and right, talk about some of that a little bit. But I want to go back. There was a movie. Gosh, and I cannot remember the name of it. I think was it Jack Nicholson? Something about he could hear what women think. Okay, that's what it
Mel
was.
Mel Gibson.
That's right, Mel Gibson.
And I think it's called What Women Think.
What Women Think. Okay. Anyway, he was in an office. This guy's some sort of advertising guru or something. Anyways, in his big business, and he walks by this girl, this young girl, and he says hello to her, or how are you today? And she's kind of a quiet girl, kind of mousy, and she just kind of goes, I'm fine, thank you. And then it tells what she's thinking, and she's thinking, I'm gonna kill myself today. Mm. That's kind of what she was thinking. She goes, well, I hope you thanks for saying something. I'm so miserable. I'm going to kill myself today. That's what the girl was thinking when he did that. And so what I took, and that, for some reason, that has stuck with me all these years. For that was years ago when I saw it. And I mean, about what, maybe 10?
2000 movie. It's 2000.
Okay, well, it's been 20 years now since I saw it. And I have, that scene, I see it every now and then. It just gets in my head, and I think about it. And what I think about is this. What do I do every day when I walk past somebody? Anybody. Makes no difference who they are. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives. We don't know. We don't know how they feel. We don't know what's on their mind, what's in their heart, what kind of we don't know. Is it too much to ask to stop and say, how are you doing today? Or, hey, good to see you today. No matter who, my wife gets so aggravated at me because I'll stop. We'll be walking down the hall at Walmart or somewhere, and everybody walks by, hey, how you doing? How are you doing? I've just got this thing I want to make sure that I try to say something to somebody. And with that in mind, let's carry this a little further. Let's carry this a little further. Corey, we talked about just a little while ago, I need to just continue to do that and think and search my own self and to be able to feel more. I feel compassion. I want more compassion. I want more understanding of what other people of other races go through. I do. Because until we feel the empathy and the true compassion for that, we'll never understand this movement. And it is up to us to understand and listen to it. So many people go, I'm not listening to that again. I'm not going to listen to that again. I get it. I'm going to do better and yada yada. And people honestly are, I think, you know, they're doing the right thing and they're trying to do the right thing and they're doing good. But there's more to it. There's more to it. And I think Herb Street said, you got to dig down deep and look way down in there. We're trying to break years and years and years of cultural diversity that we've had, and it's not an easy thing. I think our country in some ways is doing a lot better, you know, and then in some ways it's a lot worse. And I don't think that's anything that is going to happen overnight. It's going to take a while, but it starts somewhere. I don't agree with all the things that people do to make things happen. But no matter what, our attention has been grabbed, and now let's do it right. I don't think anything needs to happen where we hurt other people. I don't think that needs to happen on either side of that coin. You know, there's a way to take this thing and do it right, and I don't know what that is, Corey. And I don't know. I don't know if anybody really knows. I think everybody just needs to try to do every day to do it better. And remember, God laid a plan out for us. He laid a plan out. He did it in the Ten Commandments. That's laid out for us. He did it when he gave us his son and what his son, Jesus Christ, taught us. He taught us compassion. He taught us you without sin cast the first stone. He taught us to love one another. He taught us love. And I don't know if we understand what that truly is. Not for every human on this planet. Not for everyone. Not for folks of different color. Not for folks of different background, religion, whatever it could be. I don't think we've got that yet. But it's a work in progress. And I think if we work at it every day, that we can get better. And that's all we can ask, Corey. That's all I can ask. That's what we tell our teams. Every night we play a ball game on Friday night, Coach Laz says, he goes, I don't care if you win or lose the game. I want you to know when the game's over, when you look in the mirror, did I do my best? Did I get better today? That is the first step, in my opinion. Recognizing it is first step. Second is, what can I do to get better every day?
And that's the biggest thing, Coach, that I respect, is when you sit and you listen. And you try to have an understanding, because no, I will never be a white person. No, you will never be a black person. But when we sit and we listen to one another, we know that harmony can occur. I mean, we're talking right here in Mobile, Alabama, and the state of Alabama, to where integration did not take place at the University of Alabama until the schoolhouse door stand in 1963, if I'm not mistaken. So, yes, it is a process, and that was over 50 years ago, Coach. So it is slowly but surely integration did occur at Alabama and everywhere else, as far as from an athletic standpoint, because again, there are generations of people that can remember there being a black water fountain and a white water fountain. To me, this generation, that's inconceivable. You wouldn't even think about that today, here right. In 2020. We have a long way to go, and it's going to be a long road to get there, Coach. But as long as we're listening to one another and we have compassion and we're understanding, that's what we love about high school athletics, because it gives us such a diversity situation, to whether it's diversity on our own team, diversity in the opponents we're playing. We can see how athletics brings everyone's together, and that's what we want to see as a country, and we'll continue to get better one day at a time, and we can't look too far ahead. We can't look too far behind. We have to stay in the moment and control today. If we're able to control today and the situations that we're in and become better, everything will be a better place, and sports will continue to do that and unify us throughout this country, and that's exactly what America needs. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning on a great Prep Sports Report. Ernest Hill from McGill Toolin chimed in. Colin Cahill from Friday Night Blitz, NBC 15. Jennifer Newton, the head volleyball coach for Cottage Hill, joined us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Go out and support your local student athletes. Get your tickets early so you can enjoy that. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Prep Sports Report each and every week, 52 weeks out of the year here on FM Talk 106.5.